Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. It's Friday. We made it through the week. And let me tell you something. I've known that I am not a public speaker at all. But I went and did it yesterday anyway, went to the city council meeting with a couple of other women from Moms for Liberty, and I gave my little 3-minute speech, and it was so nerve-wracking. Oh my God, I hated it. I did not like it. Public speaking is not for me. But it also, it didn't help that about, you know, we got in there, it started at 5:30, and about 20 minutes, you know, they had to go through all their businesses and all that. That took like an hour and a half. And about 20 minutes in, here come about 40 people in all at once wearing those Palestinian scarves and their t-shirts with pro-Palestine flags on it. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. In little old Huntsville, Alabama. Oh my gosh, it was ridiculous. It made me nervous. And then, so of course, here come the police present behind, you know, they just kind of stood around. Oh my gosh, it was ridiculous. Luckily, nothing happened. Of course, I was the first one to get up and speak during the public part of it. I didn't know that I was going to be the first one. But I thought my little teeny tiny speech had a little bite to it. The lady that got up after me, oh my gosh. Wow, she had to give a warning to people in there that may have had little children, because she talked about a book. It was a book for older people. My speech was about books for little, like preschool people. And yes, they have them. But her book was a little bit older. Oh my God. I forget the name of the book because I was still reeling from my little speech. But oh my gosh. If you have the opportunity to do that, go do it. I'm amazed at people that can get up and do that. She, the lady after me, she did such a good job. She didn't need any notes or anything. I just read straight from my phone because I was nervous. But she, wow. And then the other people, we watched a little bit after I got home, because I left after I did my thing. I was out of there. You know, I got to get up early. So, but when I got home, we watched a little bit of it, and not much. We didn't watch a whole lot because they have it on TV. And some of the people that came up, they were like, it's all natural to them. I was like, how do y'all do that? I don't know. I wish I could do that. But I think with practice, you can probably get better at it. So I want you guys today to, I'm going to give you one assignment. I know I keep talking about Kelly J. Keen. She's on YouTube. She's on the internet. You can find her. Sometimes she does like Turf Tuesdays and stuff like that. Now, sometimes she's British. So she's over there in England. So sometimes she will go on about the party of women that she created and the candidates that she's actually freaking doing something over there. You know, something that we need to do over here. But she's actually created a political party, and she has candidates already that are running in the smaller towns. I'm like, good for you. You know, at least she's doing something. So every once in a while, she'll talk about that. So you'll have to maybe skip over that. But she has some great merchandise. I love her sweatshirts and her t-shirts and stuff. I have a t-shirt from her, and I wore it yesterday. It said female on it. I wore it last night to the meeting. But go watch, pick a video. It doesn't matter. Pick a video. There's several, all of her videos are good. Because she'll take a, she will take, she does like a Libs of TikTok type thing, where she'll take a video of parents or celebrities or whatever that are talking about how they are pro child abuse, mutilating their children's bodies, and they're on video, so she'll take it and put up a side-by-side and then comment on it. But the one that I really liked was called Ultras Assemble, where she took the White House administration. I know I've talked about this before, but I'm talking about it again because I really would like for everybody to go start watching her videos. It puts a whole new spin and you learn a whole lot and how to talk back about these people, about what's happening, because she'll speak the truth to it. So, anyway, that's what I would like for you to do. But I'm going to go on and talk about another issue here. It's the same, but hold on. All right, it looks like Tennessee is kind of leading the way. And, first of all, I have to say it's a crying shame that we have to create bills and laws or whatever to do this. This should all just be common sense that we should not be doing this anyway. But here we are. All right, Nashville, Tennessee. Tennessee GOP-controlled state house on Thursday gave their final approval to legislate penalizing adults who help minors receive gender-affirming care without parental consent, clearing the way for the first in the nation proposal be sent to Governor Bill Lee's desk for signature. So, yeah, we got to create a bill and a law to punish people who help minors mutilate their body without their parents' consent. We are in crazy times. The bill mirrors almost the same language from a so-called anti-abortion trafficking proposal Tennessee Republican lawmakers approved just a day prior. In that version, supporters are hoping to stop adults from helping young people obtain abortions without permission from their parents or guardians. So, let's say, going back to Kelly J. Keene and her videos, sometimes, she'll talk about the parents who want to mutilate their daughter, by transitioning them. And that she'll make fun of the parents saying, because the parents are saying, she came out when she was 4 years old and she knew what she wanted. She knew she wasn't a boy. And so now we're going to do what she wants. And so Kelly J will cut away and she'll say, and she wants to marry a 57-year-old. She wants to leave the house when she's 10 and go off and marry a 57-year-old down in the next town. So yeah, we're going to let her. It's so funny, but it's sad too. Oh, and y'all, I have a blog post out at the Victory Girls blog talking about this new New York Times. Well, it's not, the study is not put on by New York Times. The New York Times reported on it and pretending like it's some kind of hellified new study that we need to pay attention to when it's just nothing but crap. And somebody help. Well, I'll just tell you. No, I better not. I didn't get permission. I had somebody else look at it too, and they pretty much said what I was thinking, which made me feel better about it. This study is not. Go read about it on the Victory Girls blog because I broke it down, and they recruited these people. There was like 20 people from each category. I think the men were aged older than the women, and they recruited them on social media for one thing. Number two, they did not compete at elite levels, and it says that they competed in competition sports at some point, but they don't tell us when. I mean, hell, they could ask my husband, who's 62 years old, and he can say, yeah, I played football in school, but he's 63 now. You know what I mean? Who knows? The study is just, it's bunk. It's not, it's balderdash. It's not real. It's terrible. And I think the person I had look at this also said, what, they had him in for a day? Just one day? So this new study is saying that, okay, you're going to have to try to follow me on this because it's a little confusing because of the language that we have allowed to happen. Here's what it says. Trans women are different from men, but they're not different from women. So, let's break that down. A trans woman is a man. So, what they're saying is, there is a difference between men and men, but there's no difference between men and women. That's what they're saying. That is what they are trying to say. And just because you drop your testosterone level to try to be, you know, less of a man or more of a woman does not make you a woman. Not even close, mister. And you're still going to be stronger than a woman. So stop it. And I was thinking about Billie Jean King when she played, Bobby Riggs, I think is his name. But she beat Bobby Riggs. However, she had a lot of advantages given to her when she played him. Like, number one, he was old. He was like in his 50s. She was in her prime. He had to play the doubles court where she could play the singles court. He had to, there were some other stipulations there too. I forget what it was. I'll have to look it up. Why did they put those stipulations on there? Why did Bobby have to play the doubles court and she could only play, why? Because they're different. Whatever. That's just so stupid. All right, question of the day. Okay, look, speaking last night and realizing how awful I was at it, you know, makes me want to just quit everything. It also made me realize, I feel like I'm in the minority here. I feel like there's all kinds of people around me that want to abuse the children, that want to transition kids, that don't have a problem with it. And that is terrifying to feel like I'm the only one or that I'm in the minority here. When really, I know I'm not in the minority. It just feels that way because I understand why a lot of people don't want to put themselves out there or speak up. Again, like I said, it's a time consuming to create videos when you have a full-time job or you're trying to worry about other things. So I get it. I understand. You know, I want to make more videos, or I want to make videos, period. But at the same time, realizing how bad I was at public speaking, it also makes me want to just quit everything and not do anything. So the question of the day is, if you had 3 minutes to speak on whatever it is you wanted to speak about, what would you say for 3 minutes? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!